Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mary's Gone Cracker CEO, Michael Finette. Mary's is the number one organic gluten-free cracker brand on the market today, and Michael, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me, Eric. It's great to be here.
It certainly is. I really appreciate you taking out a moment to be with us here today and looking forward to hearing your backstory. And speaking of which, if you would, give us the story on your background and how you came to Mary's Gone Crackers. I'm sure that would be an interesting listen.
That sounds great. Okay. I'm born and raised in San Diego, California, actually from a Portuguese community in San Diego. All of my family comes from a small fishing village in the island of Madeira, Portugal. All of my family, I'm the first one in my family that was not a fisherman, studied at the University of California, San Diego, and then went on and got my MBA at the University of San Diego. After graduating, I started in the food industry, worked with large CPG companies, namely H.J. Heinz prior to the Kraft acquisition, as well as General Mills. Also led ingredients and flavor companies prior to coming to Mary's Gone Crackers, and even led a startup. I was approached by basically a headhunter regarding the opportunity with Mary's Gone Crackers, and it was really, really exciting to me because, as you mentioned, Mary's Gone Crackers is the leading organic gluten-free cracker in the market. And if you look at the story behind the brand, it's really interesting. Mary is an actual person, and she basically started the company from scratch. She left her psychotherapy practice because she suffered from celiac disease and was looking for a solution for herself as well as for other consumers. And it's really great to really lead a company that, is in harmony with the environment, but also is really focused on solving a problem for consumers. And we hope to continue that legacy and continue growing the business.
That is some background, and really do appreciate your sharing the backstory. It makes a whole lot of sense why Mary's Gone Crackers is where you're at today. Now tell me, Mary's Gone Crackers is known for its innovative approach to creating snacks that are both healthy and delicious as well. Share your insights into your product development process and how you balance nutritional value with taste, which is probably a challenging task indeed.
Well, I think that's a very interesting question. It's something that's very important to us. You know, what we've really developed here at Mary's Gone Crackers is not only a innovation process focused on just a couple of new products. You know, what we've really developed is a long-term capability that will provide a pipeline of consistent innovations going forward. So, you know, what we're doing now is really coming to customers on a regular basis with new innovations. And we're, you know, keeping a hand on the pulse of the market to really understand where the trends are going, what we need to do in terms of the new products that we're developing. But it's not so much just focused on products. It's really a pipeline. I'm really proud of it. And the way we've done that is really bringing in new team members and developing very strong partnerships to enable us to not only do this, come out with new products on a regular basis, but to do it quite quickly and to make sure that the products that we're coming out with are very impactful by ensuring that, you know, we're only using top quality ingredients. 100% of our ingredients are organic. We really focus on regenerative farming and making sure that we're supporting small family farms so that we feel good about it. But the nutritional value of our products, naturally, because of the ingredients that we're using, such as brown rice instead of white rice and many other ingredients, is something that's very important to us. And we really balance that, nutritional value with impactful taste.
Well done on the explanation. That is absolutely phenomenal. Now, how does Mary's Gone Crackers prioritize sustainability as well in its production processes and sourcing of ingredients? That's the first question. Also, can you highlight any specific initiatives or practices that set your company apart in terms of environmental responsibility, which seems to be pretty important to you and the company?
Well, I can tell you sustainability is extremely important to all of us here at Mary's Gone Crackers. You know, I had the unique opportunity in leading natural ingredient companies to work directly with, you know, agronomists developing seeds, and then a vertical operation wherein we actually did the planting, the growing, the harvesting, and then the processing. And so we've really focused on, you know, continuing that so that we have a vertical process basically from seed all the way to, you know, to the final product and that we're bringing to consumers. And it's really important to all of us here to make sure that we're adhering to that. And as I mentioned before, really focusing on supporting small family farms and regenerative practices that are very important to us. Some, you know, innovative things that we've done is really focused on our packaging. As we come up with new packaging or innovative packaging, we're making sure that that packaging is 100% recyclable. One thing that you'll find in the market is, for instance, pouches, resealable pouches. A lot of them are not recyclable, but we've found a way to bring a 100% recyclable pouch to market. So you're going to see that on the shelf soon. That's one thing that we've done. Another thing is just really, really connecting and making sure that everything that we do is 100% organic and that we are, you know, maintaining our vertical operation, as I mentioned, with the family farms. The other important point is we are actual manufacturers. So we have our own manufacturing facility. And as you know, with sustainability in ensuring that all ingredients, all raw materials are 100% sustainable, it's very important to ensure the proper traceability. And because we have our own operation, we're able to guarantee that traceability in a very effective way. So basically managing the whole operation to make sure that everything we do is as sustainable as possible from, you know, from the seed to the packaging to everything that we do. We're not perfect, so we're always looking for ways to improve, but sustainability is top of mind in everything that we do.
Well, we certainly appreciate this fine report so far and all the good that you're trying to accomplish behind Mary's Gone Crackers. We're speaking with Mr. Michael Finette. He is the CEO of Mary's Gone Crackers, the number one organic gluten-free cracker brand on the market today. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, the food industry is constantly evolving. How does Mary's Gone Crackers stay ahead of market trends, and what challenges have you also encountered along the way, which I'm sure everyone does encounter some kind of a challenge? And also, how do you adapt to changing consumer preferences and demands? I hope that's not too difficult to remember the three of those questions, but we thank you.
Yes. Well, there's, I guess, several parts to my answer. I guess the first part is something that's very important to us here, and it's making sure that we're agile. You know, the market is continuously changing, and we have to be able to adapt and to change as well. So we've developed certain capabilities to provide us speed to market and the ability to change quickly. Part of that is really understanding what's going on in terms of consumer preferences, in terms of new flavor trends, and really staying on top of that. Now, you know, looking at a number of different new flavors as we come out with new innovations is very important. And not all of them are going to be smashing hits. But, you know, what we feel is if we're aligned with consumer preferences or where the market is going or certain trends, we can develop products to a sufficient level so that we can get to the point where we can really share the concept or share the preliminary products with our customers, get their feedback, develop the products together with the customers. And we feel that that gives us a much higher level of potential success in the market. So that's kind of how we're addressing things. And that's how we're, you know, making sure that we limit the risk of, you know, expense, et cetera, associated with coming out with innovations that are not successful. So we basically are guaranteeing the success by bringing in our customer partners into the development process, as well as, of course, consumers. We do an awful lot of consumer testing, and, you know, we love feedback from all sources, and we take all of that into account as we develop new products. But what's key here is to continuously stay on trend, know where the trends are going. And a lot of the trends nowadays are trends from outside of the United States. I think Americans are becoming much more interested in tastes from outside of the United States. So always looking outside of the United States, seeing what's going on and what might be the next, you know, flavor that really does well in the U.S. market. So really keeping up with trends both in the U.S. and outside of the U.S. is very important to us, and having that agility to really react and come out with innovative products and bold tastes that consumers are going to love.
Hey, thanks a lot once again for your feedback there. Most helpful. Now, additionally, are there any other exciting new products or innovations in the pipeline that you could give us a sneak peek into or to make us aware of?
You better believe it. This is an important priority for us. You'll see new Mary's Gone Crackers products on the shelf relatively soon. You'll see products in recyclable pouches, as I mentioned, and you'll see much more than that, both, you know, in our crackers as well as our cookies line. Let me just give you a couple of hints. One thing that I'm a fanatic about is chocolate. I love chocolate. So making sure that, you know, our chocolate products are, even though they're 100% gluten-free, 100% organic, we don't feel that consumers like myself should have to sacrifice taste. So we're making sure that our products have the best taste in the market for any products. So our better-for-you products, you know, our real objective is to make sure that we just have the best taste in the market, gluten-free or not gluten-free. So really excited to bring these new taste textures and even our positioning, adjusted positioning, to market very soon. So I'm sure you're going to be pleasantly surprised. I definitely urge you to try our new products. I think you're going to love them. Would love to give you more information. I think at the upcoming Expo West show, we'll have some more items to share. But that's kind of a sneak peek of where we're going and what we're going to be coming out with very soon. And let me tell you, the feedback that we've received thus far on our media innovations has been extremely positive. So we're really excited about it.
Well, sounds like a lot to be excited about. You are doing very well over there at Mary's Gone Crackers. We wish you nothing but continued success. If listeners wanted to shop around or to get further information on Mary's Gone Crackers, where's the best place to do so?
www.marysgonecrackers.com. That's the place. You know, our products are also available online and at major retailers, both in the natural organic as well as conventional channel.
And of course, listeners, as always, you can refer to the show notes of this broadcast to pick up the link to Mary's Gone Crackers as well. Before we wrap things up here today, Mr. Finette, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to make mention of as we wrap things up here today?
First off, I just like to thank you for providing this this opportunity to talk a little bit about what we're doing here. You know, our team is very excited about all of the positive changes, and you know, I think Mary's Gone Crackers is really stepping into a new phase in terms of our development. And I think as we move forward and with our new innovations, you're going to see Mary's Gone Crackers being really recognized as the category innovation leader. And we're really excited about that. And I just would urge yourself as well as others that may be listening to this podcast to try our new products. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. And, you know, I hope your expectation is like mine. And it is that, you know, our products are going to be as flavorful or tastier than products that are not gluten-free. And the gluten-free side and the nutritional values that we offer are an upside to the flavor, but the flavor will be very impactful and very enjoyable to all consumers. So really looking forward to sharing that.
Again, listeners, it is marysgonecrackers.com. Mr. Finette, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you very much, Eric. You take care. All the best. Thank you.
And you as well. Again, we've been speaking with Michael Finette. He is the CEO of Mary's Gone Crackers, the number one organic gluten-free cracker brand on the market today. And again, for all the details, visit marysgonecrackers.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.